2013 was a golden year for British baking, as shows such as The Great British Bake Off inspired thousands of women to start cooking. Yet while the home kitchen is open to women, the professional one is less than welcoming. There are just 8 female head chefs across the UK, while only one woman runs a restaurant with 3 Michelin stars.
So, in the modern day kitchen, or even kitchens throughout historic eras, mainly male dominant.
Sam Luxton is a senior chef de partie at the Wolseley in Green Park.
In my current kitchen, there's roughly 60 chefs. And in the main kitchen, there's 2 women. That's probably out of 45.
I've always had an interest in food. I decided to take that on. So I trained in Paris with the aim of heading towards the top of the profession.
Emily Osterloff is a former student at Le Cordon Bleu Cooking School in Paris.
Although it was mixed, there were definitely more boys.
After finding it hard to get a job in the industry, Emily moved to London, where she now studies journalism at university.
I think when you think of celebrity chefs, your thoughts immediately stray to Gordon Ramsay and Jamie Oliver.
If you look on the TV, women are mainly pushed towards cooking at home.
They don't get the publicity, they don't get the television shows, but people like Delia or Nigella do. Women are probably perceived as being more at home with the baking side of things. The whole women's places in the kitchen. Women have always been the ones at home preparing food, and baking has always been a huge part of that. And so working in a fast-paced environment, people won't perceive that it's easier for guys to keep up with that.
People say things that they probably shouldn't do, and I think men cope with that a lot better. What really lies deep down is passion and time. We give up the majority of our life.
When you reach the top of your career, wanting to start a family restricts you incredibly, whereas for guys, there's not that problem.